The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. 60 years ago, Michigan's Isle Royal was one of the only places you could find gray wolves in the lower 48 states. Today, the wolf population at the remote national park is in trouble. Now there are just three individuals, a mated pair and their pup, left on the island in Lake Superior. It might be too late for the population to recover on its own, and wildlife managers are considering bringing more wolves to the island to keep the growing moose population in check and restore the health of the ecosystem. Since the late 1950s, scientists have been conducting yearly surveys to figure out how and why the populations of wolves and moose on the island shift over time. Moose arrived on Isle Royal by 1900. Without any predators, the moose population was kept in check only by starvation, and the animals were stripping the island of its native plants and trees, such as balsam firs. Conservationists in the early 20th century entertained the idea of introducing gray wolves on Isle Royal to take care of the moose problem. But then wolves came to the island on their own via an ice bridge in the late 1940s. The wolf population increased to as many as 50 individuals over time, but has averaged about 25.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.